Why has nobody told me this before? Audiobook Insights for a Better Life Part 1 Why Has Nobody Told Me This Before? By Julie Smith. Summary: Why Has Nobody Told Me This Before? By Julie Smith is a self-help book that delves into the underlying reasons behind various mental health struggles and offers practical advice for individuals looking to improve their emotional well-being. In this engaging and insightful work, Smith, a clinical psychologist, shares her knowledge and expertise on topics such as anxiety, depression, and emotional resilience. The book is structured to provide readers with a comprehensive understanding of how certain behaviors and thoughts can lead to psychological distress. Smith emphasizes the importance of recognizing negative thought patterns and teaches readers how to challenge and replace them with more positive, constructive beliefs. Key themes explored in the book include 1. Understanding mental health. Smith breaks down complex psychological concepts into relatable, easily digestible content, making it accessible for everyone. 2. Practical tools and techniques. The author provides a variety of tools and techniques like mindfulness, cognitive behavioral strategies, to help readers manage their emotions and develop healthier coping mechanisms. 3. Emotional awareness. The importance of becoming aware of one's feelings, understanding their origins, and learning how to process emotions effectively. 4. Building resilience. Smith outlines ways to build emotional resilience, enabling individuals to bounce back from setbacks and navigate life's challenges with confidence. 5. Encouragement for change. The book serves as a motivational guide, encouraging readers to take the initiative in transforming their lives and addressing long-held beliefs or habits that may be hindering their well-being. Overall, Julie Smith's Why Has Nobody Told Me This Before? Is a valuable guide that combines personal anecdotes, psychological research, and practical strategies to offer readers a sense of hope and empowerment in managing their mental health. Part 2: Why Has Nobody Told Me This Before? Author Julie Smith is a clinical psychologist and author best known for her work on mental health and practical psychology. Her book, Why Has Nobody Told Me This Before, was released in January 2022. This book provides insight and techniques aimed at helping individuals understand and manage their mental health better, appealing to a wide audience seeking guidance on personal development. In addition to Why Has Nobody Told Me This Before, Julie Smith has authored other books and written various articles related to mental health, self-help, and psychological well-being. Some of her other notable works include 1. The Book of Mind, How to Think Like a Psychologist, A Guide About the Workings of the Mind. 2. Why You Should Talk to a Stranger, How to Be More Open in Everyday Life, Focusing on Social Interactions and Building Connections. Determining the best book in terms of editions is subjective and often depends on the reader's needs and preferences. However, Why Has Nobody Told Me This Before has gained significant popularity and praise for its practical advice and relatable content, making it a standout in terms of general readership and impact. It is often recommended for anyone looking to understand mental health from a fresh perspective. Part 3: Why Has Nobody Told Me This Before? Chapters in Why Has Nobody Told Me This Before? By Julie Smith. The overall theme revolves around understanding mental health and developing resilience through practical psychological insights and techniques. The book aims to demystify mental health challenges and provide readers with accessible strategies to manage their emotions, cope with stress, and improve their overall well-being. Main chapter content. 1. Understanding emotions. The opening chapters introduce the basic concepts of emotions, how they influence our behavior, and the importance of recognizing and processing them. 2. Coping strategies. Smith discusses various coping mechanisms, focusing on mindfulness, cognitive behavioral techniques, and grounding exercises that aid in managing anxiety and depression. 3. Resilience building. The author emphasizes the importance of resilience and provides actionable advice on how to cultivate a resilient mindset in the face of life's challenges. 4. Communication skills. Effective interpersonal communication is highlighted, with tips on how to express feelings, set boundaries, and understand others' perspectives. 5. Self-care. There is a focus on self-care practices, including establishing routines, nurturing physical health, and prioritizing mental well-being as key components of a balanced life. 6. Addressing negative thoughts. Smith delves into techniques to challenge and reframe negative thought patterns, encouraging readers to adopt a more positive outlook. 7. Seeking help. The importance of seeking professional help when needed is discussed, along with how to recognize when it might be necessary. 8. Integration of strategies. The closing chapters tie together various strategies and encourage readers to integrate these practices into their daily lives for long-term mental wellness. Overall, Why Has Nobody Told Me This Before? Serves as a practical guide that empowers individuals to take charge of their mental health through informed understanding and the application of psychological principles. Part 4, Why Has Nobody Told Me This Before? Theme of the book. The overarching theme of Why Has Nobody Told Me This Before? By Julie Smith is the importance of mental health education and emotional literacy. The book emphasizes that understanding psychological concepts can empower individuals to navigate life's challenges more effectively and improve their mental well-being. Chapters related to the theme. 1. Chapter 1. Understanding Emotions. This chapter introduces the foundational concept of emotional awareness, encouraging readers to identify and articulate their feelings. 2. Chapter 3. The Power of Mindfulness. Discusses techniques like mindfulness and grounding, illustrating how these methods can help manage anxiety and stress. 3. Chapter 5. Coping Strategies. This chapter presents various coping mechanisms for dealing with difficult emotions, shifting the perspective from mere endurance to active emotional management. 4. Chapter 7. Relationships and Communication. Explores how effective communication can bolster relationships, highlighting how emotional literacy fosters better interpersonal connections. 5. Chapter 9. Resilience and Growth. Focuses on the idea of resilience, detailing how understanding and applying psychological principles can help individuals recover from setbacks. Thematic presentation. Emotional awareness. In Chapter 1, Smith advocates for recognizing one's emotions as the first step toward emotional literacy. She employs relatable anecdotes and practical exercises that invite readers to engage with their feelings, ultimately promoting self-awareness as a vital tool for mental health. Mindfulness practices. In Chapter 3, the theme is reinforced through a presentation of mindfulness practices, which Smith describes as essential for managing stress in a fast-paced world. Here, she illustrates the science behind mindfulness and provides actionable steps for cultivating a mindful lifestyle. Coping mechanisms. Chapter 5 furthers the theme by offering a diverse toolkit of coping strategies, stressing that individuals are not powerless against their emotions, but can choose how to respond to them. This chapter encourages proactive engagement with emotional challenges, aligning with the book's educational focus. Communication in Relationships. Chapter 7 underscores the importance of communication, framing emotional literacy as essential for healthy relationships. Smith's discussion of communication barriers resonates with readers who may struggle to express emotions or understand others, illustrating how these skills are intertwined with emotional health. Resilience through Understanding. Finally, Chapter 9 dives deep into resilience, framing it as a skill that can be nurtured through knowledge. Smith emphasizes that understanding psychological constructs allows individuals to better navigate life's ups and downs, showcasing the practical implications of her thematic focus on emotional intelligence. Cultural context. The theme of mental health education in Why Has Nobody Told Me This Before resonates deeply within contemporary society, where mental health awareness is increasingly prioritized yet often misunderstood. Cultural stigmas around mental health continue to exist, leading many to dismiss emotional difficulties as weaknesses. Smith's work arrives at a pivotal moment as communities strive towards mental health normalization, particularly in environments like schools and workplaces where emotional literacy can significantly influence collective well-being. Further, in the wake of the global pandemic, the push for emotional and mental health education has gained momentum, highlighting a societal recognition of the dangers of neglecting mental wellness. Smith's book also reflects a broader shift towards integrative health approaches, considering mental, emotional, and physical health as interconnected. As mental health advocacy continues to grow, her emphasis on knowledge as empowerment serves as a call to action for individuals to invest in their emotional education, ultimately fostering resilience and understanding in a complex world. Part 5 Quotes of Why Has Nobody Told Me This Before? Here are 10 insightful quotes from Why Has Nobody Told Me This Before? By Dr. Julie Smith. 1. Mental health is not the absence of mental illness. It's the ability to manage our emotions and cope with life's challenges. This quote emphasizes the importance of recognizing mental health as an active process rather than just the absence of problems. 2. You are not your thoughts. You are the one who observes your thoughts. Dr. Smith encourages readers to take a step back and understand that thoughts are not definitive of their identity. 3. It's okay to ask for help. It doesn't mean you're weak. This quote reinforces the idea that seeking support is a sign of strength and self-awareness. 4. Feelings are not facts, but they can influence our thoughts and actions. Dr. Smith highlights the relationship between emotions and decision-making. 5. Perfection is an unrealistic goal, and striving for it can lead to disappointment and burnout. This serves as a reminder to embrace imperfection and focus on progress rather than perfection. 6. Mindfulness isn't just a trend. It's a useful tool for grounding ourselves in reality. Here, she advocates for mindfulness as a practical approach to enhance mental well-being. 7. Self-compassion is just as important as compassion for others. This quote underlines the necessity of treating oneself with kindness in the same way we would treat friends. 8. You can't control everything that happens, but you can control how you respond. Dr. Smith emphasizes the importance of our responses to events, which can shape our reality. 9. Building resilience is like building muscle. It takes time and effort. This reinforces that resilience is developed through experiences and challenges rather than being an innate trait. 10. Change is constant. Embracing it can lead to growth and new opportunities. The quote encourages acceptance of change as a part of life and a pathway to personal development. Part 6 similar books like Why Has Nobody Told Me This Before? If you're seeking insightful and transformative reads that resonate with themes of mental well-being, personal growth, and self-discovery, here are 5 book recommendations. 1. The Body Keeps the Score by Bessel van der Kolk. This groundbreaking work explores the impact of trauma on the body and mind. Dr. van der Kolk, a leading expert in trauma, provides a comprehensive understanding of how trauma affects us and offers innovative approaches, including mindfulness and yoga, to heal and regain control over one's life. A must-read for anyone looking to better understand the science of trauma, recovery, and the intricacies of human resilience. 2. Atomic Habits by James Clear. Clear's book presents a practical approach to building good habits and breaking bad ones. Using engaging anecdotes and scientific research, he explains how small changes can lead to significant improvements over time. This book is not only about forming habits, it's about understanding how change occurs and how to make it sustainable in a way that can improve various aspects of your life. 3. Mindset: The New Psychology of Success by Carol S. Dweck. In this seminal work, psychologist Carol Dweck introduces the concept of the fixed versus growth mindset. Dweck illustrates how our mindset shapes our approach to life, challenges, and success. By adopting a growth mindset, individuals can transform their social, academic, and corporate lives. This book is an enlightening read for anyone interested in personal development and unlocking their potential. 4. The Gifts of Imperfection by Brene Brown. Brene Brown's work focuses on embracing vulnerability, courage, and authenticity. In this book, she shares 10 guideposts for wholehearted living and encourages readers to let go of the need for perfection and embrace their imperfections. Brown's insights into shame, vulnerability, and self-acceptance resonate powerfully, making this an inspiring read for anyone striving for personal growth. 5. Lost Connections, Uncovering the Real Causes of Depression and the Unexpected Solutions by Johann Hari. In this provocative exploration, Johann Hari argues that depression and anxiety are often linked to social disconnection rather than merely chemical imbalances. Through his compelling narrative and extensive interviews, Hari delves into different causes of these mental health issues and presents new perspectives and solutions that challenge conventional wisdom. It's a thought-provoking work that encourages readers to rethink how they perceive mental health. 1. Listen, Why Has Nobody Told Me This Before? Audiobook summary at Bookie. https://www.bookie.app/audiobook/why-has-nobody-told-me-this-before? 2. By Why Has Nobody Told Me This Before? At Amazon. https://www.amazon.com/s?k=why+has+nobody+told+me+this+before? 3. By Why Has Nobody Told Me This Before? At Kobo. https://www.kobo.com/us/n/search?query=why-has-nobody-told-me-this-before? And f languages=n. For .search, Why Has Nobody Told Me This Before? At WorldCat. https://search.worldcat.org/n/search?q=why-has-nobody-told-me-this-before? And offset=1.